get out a pen and some notepaper, because this week's discovery is a tangled collection of family and acquaintances with one common goal. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Every family has its share of drama, its misfit members, its generations-old folklore. And in The Come Down, the debut novel by Rebecca Frumkin, one drug addict from Cleveland causes decades of drama for his family and that of his ill-fated drug dealer. The story begins in 1999, as aimless drug addict Leland Bloom Mittwoch Sr. decides to jump from the roof of a nice hotel in Tampa. In doing so, he leaves behind the mystery of the suitcase that he's been carrying around for years, a suitcase that may contain a whole lot of money from a drug deal gone wrong. Three families believe that they're entitled to the money: Leland's abandoned first wife and bitter son, Leland's troubled younger son, and the family of Leland's drug dealer, and their stories become intertwined in the quest for the money. Now, The Come Down is an epic journey, following more than a dozen characters over nearly half a century. But with each new chapter, and each new character, the story barely seems to make any progress. This random collection of loosely connected characters could come together in a compelling package if the characters themselves were fascinating. Instead, there are rambling studies of characters who are spineless, bitter, or just generally bland. And the fact that their stories seem to have little or no impact on the novel as a whole makes it even more difficult to slog through each one. Perhaps, though, you'll feel determined to stick with it, as I was, convinced that all of the characters and their seemingly inconsequential stories would come together in the end to a remarkable conclusion that will make the extra hours spent fighting through random character studies all worthwhile. But, sadly, that's not the case either. But is it worth getting to know these embattled families? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. Billed as epic and darkly funny, The Come Down is actually long and frustrating. And with its random character studies and disappointing conclusion, it's really more of a letdown. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Come Down by Rebecca Frumkin is 311 slow and tedious pages long and is available from Henry Holt & Company. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.